tough to get a staff report then, isn't it?
We're legal counsel here, we can continue that.
Read your staff report.
Okay, you ready? You ready, Chris? I'm not, because I've lost my... Okay, I'm going to bring the meeting back to order. Maybe I won't.
G1.
Yeah, let's go with G1. The staff, has everybody read the staff report on that?
Yes.
Okay, any clarification, any questions? We don't have...
I do.
Okay.
But I didn't get it.
Well, we were, this is, the committee members might have no answers, is that possible? Virgil may know my answer. What's the question?
Which item?
G1. Discussion of possible action for award bid to rehabilitation of well 4A and well 2.
I just want to be clear about the authority with regard to additional labor and equipment and other reasonable costs. I'm not sure I'm willing to write a blank check at this point.
If you don't mind.
Yes, please, Virgil.
As you may know or not know, the wells, most of them are around 400 to 500 feet deep. The individual pump that goes into them is down an average of 300 feet deep. What we don't know is the conditions. We have run a lot of electrical. Every 2 years, we run a testing of various things to see how the efficiency of the wells and what we call the bowls, the pumps are doing. And so well 2, right next door here, has not been removed for many years. And it's the oldest well we have here in Scubby Bay when it was first started. And so we want to change that, but changing that to allows us, not allows us, but forces us to come up to code. A lot of our things are not up to code. Our electrical panels right now, you could not open them because they don't have the protection needed for this code, current electrical code. So the moment we change out the motor, we have to change out the panel. What we don't know is some things is we don't see things. And so that's the reason why we put the estimates there. If we have to do that, that's what we're going to do.
I guess my only concern is that at some point, I think that the board or the committee should be aware of what those additional costs might be before we invest those funds.
Well, I guess one of the first things we're going to do is Kirby Pump would pull the well up. Analyze that, it tells us a lot. And maybe a month or two from now, or whenever it is, we come back to the board and say, we need to do this.
That would solve
it. Is that what you're looking
for? That would solve it, right?
Okay.
I just don't want to, I don't want to get surprised down the road.
Yeah. Not a problem. I don't think we have a problem with doing that.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry, and I think the intent of writing that was so that we wouldn't be surprised. We know there's a potential for some maybe additional costs.
I just want the additional cost to be known before we make the
additional cost. Go ahead.
Do you know how old this motor is?
This one has been here since, I believe, the late 70s, early 80s. I believe the late 70s.
40 years old?
Yeah.
A little bit more. Is there a time frame for maintenance programs on things like this? Should have a time frame every year we do this, every 10 years we do that. What's the expected time?
We test them every 2 years.
Okay.
What we do is looking at how many amps do they pull, sure. That type of thing. What's the yield in that pump pushing it out? What's the manufacturer say that yield should be? That type of thing, what we call it. It's pushing against something, what is that? So we compare those type of elements together. But two codes change,
yes.
Building codes and so forth. Column pipe is a recent one that I didn't realize took place, but a column pipe that goes down where the water's rushing through now should be coded. Now what we don't know and unknown is when we go to our, they call it sanitation engineer or the Department of Health, when we go to them and say, we're pulling this out, he or she may come back to us and say, you know that column pipe? It needs to be coated, epoxy coated.
Sure.
That's part of that cost in that. It's going to drive up. If it doesn't, and we can come back to you and say we...
So as I read this, you're going to pull it up and inspect it to see if it's got more life?
That's correct.
My real question, I'll get right to the point, why don't we just pull it up and replace it? It's a 40...
Oh, no. What's the motors for well number two is on top. The four is down below. Some of the wells, the pumps and the motors are below. Okay. This particular well, it's on top. Okay. We want to change it. We know...
Okay.
One of the other things on that one, it's just the motor that's here. There's a long shaft that goes down to 200 to 300 feet. That's got what we call the bowls that pulls the water, push the water up. That we don't know the condition of that. We believe, based on some testing, what we think it is, but we're not sure until we can pull that out.
We kind of started without you, Mike. Did you have anything in the staff report you wanted to add? We're kind of in the middle of it. Did you want to?
I just wanted to confirm what I thought I heard.
Okay.
So if we start this process and we discover some of these additional items that need to be taken care of, we just leave the well open for, do we need to have a special, how much time do we have? Because typically it could be 2 weeks before the next board meeting comes.
When we pull the well, we have to bring a crane in. We have to pull the well out, the well two and well 4A. The motor on well 4A has mercury in it, sealed. As I said earlier a couple of times, it's a specialized firm that has to be certified by the state in order to remove that. And it stays on site, and we have probably a month or two to worry about it. So we can, whatever we find, we can come back to the board and say, hey board, this is what we have found. This is based on either hearsay from the, not the region board, but the water quality control board, Department of Health, saying we should be doing this. This is how much it's going to cost. We can bring that back to you.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Okay. So action item here, guys. What are we going to do?
You have a card.
Oh, I'm sorry, public. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Bill. There's been a lot going on here tonight. Bill Helfrich, you have to come. Come on up. I'm sorry. I gave your card away. You want to talk on all? Oh, is it G1 you want to talk on?
No, I don't.
G2 and 3.
Yes.
Okay. I got you. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Spend the money. We want to be careful.
Any other questions from the board? Any clarification from staff? What's our action here, guys? Recommendation. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any other comment from the public? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 2, G2. Can I get staff report, please?
Right. I'm coming before you tonight. In August 15th Park and Rec Committee meeting, I was asked to draft and post an RFP for the repair of the stucco and repainting of the front entrance at the corner of Highway 4 and Discovery Bay Boulevard. It's both sides, mainly just the larger walls, from the large columns to large columns. I posted the RFP. We had 4 inquiries. 3 qualified bidders came out, did a site inspection. I received 3 bids, and the low bidder was Tiger Painting. And I'm here to request approval of a contract and notice to proceed on the project.
Clarifying questions from the board?
No, we went through the Park and Rec Commission, and there was funding in the CIP to take care of this. We're going to have some additional funds down the road. There'll be a lighting component and also some landscaping components to come a little bit later, but there's enough money in the CIP to make this happen.
Okay. Public comment. Mr. Helfrich.
From what I read,
I just wanted to do my.
What's the CIP? I know you mentioned. I thought this was a great way to spend Zone A's tax money. Thank you.
Whoa, was that lightning?
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate not only your comments, but your sense of humor. Any further comments from the board? This does come recommended from the committee. Is that correct, the committee? Okay.
Move staff recommendation.
Thank you. In a second?
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries. Item G3, staff.
Thank you. At the board meeting of April 18, 2018, the board authorized staff to go out for an RFP to remove and replace the swimming pool equipment shed. We went out to RFP and received one sealed bid, which was publicly opened on September 4, 2018. The sole bidder was Tough Shed with a price of $30,313.80. Through either mistake, inadvertence, or miscommunication, an agreement was signed with Tough Shed before it received board approval. Staff is requesting board ratification of the agreement, which is attached to the staff report. The project also requires a concrete foundation pad estimated at $12,000, and staff is requesting a 15% project contingency in the amount of $6,347.07. Bids are being solicited for the pad, and we will return to the board for approval once all bids have been received. Total project budget is estimated at $48,660.87.
Clarifying questions. Director Lee.
In relation to the discussion we had earlier about the swimming pool, are we convinced that this is the right size and this is the right place?
I may bring Brian up, but my understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, is that we would have to move the shed back 10 feet from its original location, but the cost of that was included in the relocation of the shed within those amounts. Is that correct, Brian?
Yeah, that is correct. And it's oversized for what we need.
I wasn't really worried about the size. I was just worried about if they start pouring a pad and they, yeah, whatever happens with this pool, they end up that being in the middle of the pool.
No, we're going to make sure we have a... It's two projects that are going to kind of be built together, but it's all based on what the pool decision is.
Okay. Thank you. That's the answer we want.
Depending on the size of the pool, so if we go to an 8-lane that requires additional equipment or replacement of the equipment, it could change the configuration.
Shed is satisfactory to handle the larger pool equipment.
You already looked at the 8-lane need?
No, from what I've talked with Steve about.
Okay, so we have to at least check that to see. It may mean a bigger pump, larger pumps.
But you're talking about the pump size. It's a 24 by 30 building, almost double of what was out there before.
Okay, so
a question, another question.
The original quote for this? Mm-hmm. You came in and presented this, the original quote for the shed.
He did.
Way past
$41,000. Oh, that was for an RFP. $41,000.
Yeah. So we're up to 48. Yeah. Did the 41 have the 15% contingency?
No, it did not.
Okay, so six grand of the 8 is the contingency.
Yes.
So it's pretty close to the budget. So good job on that.
Mr. Helfer.
I strongly recommend that before you commit to spending $48,000 to build a shed, that maybe you're going to move, and it's part of the $893,000 for a pool, because he just said that price is included in that. You really ought to consider what you're going to do with the pool before you build the shed. My other question is, it says that it's going to be funded with PG&E money that's still left over. I know you can't answer me, but I'm going to try and find out is what did PG&E pay you for? And I think they were paying you for wastewater and water usage when they were digging up all the roads.
Yeah, so. Actually, I will answer that question and tell me if I'm wrong, but I believe those were funds that were given to us by PG&E for their use of the community center while they were doing emergency repairs when the gas was shut off during Christmas a year ago. Is that correct?
It wouldn't have been a year ago.
Our last December, is that correct?
Almost 3 years ago.
That's not correct.
No. Some of that, I believe, was wastewater that they were generating when they were
doing that project out there.
They were doing that project out there, and they dumped waters down our waste sewer plants.
That
was PG&E's cost of doing business.
That's correct.
The
I recall that, yeah.
Okay, well, then my question that I will raise with that is that you're using wastewater revenue to do other than wastewater with PG&E money.
Thank you.
PG&E money is unrestricted, so we can use it anywhere we want.
Right.
Wastewater is wastewater revenue.
Did you have another question for the mayor?
Yes.
Yes.
On the quote, Ryan.
Keys is right.
Does it include, I'm asking the question when I should say it. I've read in here, does this include electrical nor plumbing?
The electrical and plumbing is part of the whole project.
That'll cover the electrical inside the shed.
It's in the pool bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, the shed itself doesn't need anything. There's electrical out there already. There's a master panel, and most of the equipment is still hooked up.
Okay. Clarification question. Mm-hmm. We would not proceed with putting in a slab and a shed until the board makes a decision on where we're going with the pool, isn't that correct?
Correct.
So there would be no relocation other than relocating what's already there.
The relocation is on paper for the county permit.
All right. I just want to make sure that we're not going to. I know we're smarter than that, but I had to clarify that.
It's the same shed, but it depends on what.
It's just where we put it.
Dimensions of the pool.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. Any other questions? Can I get...
Move staff recommendation.
Second. Okay, moved and seconded. Oh, excuse me, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That covers the ratification. Yes. Okay. All right. Moving on. We won't go through G4 again, but that was fun. Manager's report. Gentlemen?
Just for the month of October for water-wise... Today I reported to the state of California what we took out of the ground in the way of groundwater. And we took out 79 million gallons for a little over 15,500 residents. And so that was a 31% reduction as compared to 2013. So far, the year of 2016, 17, and 18, we've always had a reduction versus 2013. And we've added 10 more new homes, closed 10 more new homes in the month of October. So for the year, we have added 96 new homes for 2018. So doing very well.
Thank you very much.
That's great news for conservation, but we need to make sure that we watch the revenue coming in.
Yeah,
that's a lot. We're gonna meet our budget.
Regarding the number of homes and EDUs, are we a build-out yet with the remaining houses?
With the ones that we've already have for the Hoffman Company? We probably have another 60-some-odd homes before you have that reach that.
Mac, anything for us? Anything more, Brian?
No.
Bernie, are you just here because you like hanging out here on Wednesday nights?
Never done.
Okay. Director's report, standing committee reports. Go ahead.
P6 meeting I attended, the last one, Leah already made mention to the license plate readers. While I was in the meeting, they did turn to me, the chairperson, Leslie, and asked if we could, we the board of the Town of Discovery Bay CSD, could ask our general manager if he could help in this issue with Caltrans by writing a letter to send off to Jim Frazier asking for his help.
Is it appropriate?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
So this is an item that came up after the agenda was prepared. If we could add an agenda item that would direct the preparation of a letter to Caltrans in support of the P6 effort on license plate readers and have the president of the board sign that letter.
It's not something that requires immediate attention, and so I'm going to have trouble making that finding as an agenda, but that's not what I was scratching my head over, because the board is free to give staff and give staff direction at any given time. So if nobody objects to it, my question is, this P6 really isn't your area, and that area doesn't really fall within the framework of your latent powers.
It does fall under our advisory committee powers.
Fall under the advisory
committee. The MAC powers, because we're representing our constituents on a safety issue that we feel is important in the Town of Discovery Bay, that they've approached us and asked us to bring to the attention of other people.
Yeah. My recommendation would be that rather than me have to think about it, you individually write those letters yourself and indicate that you're sharing this as a citizen, but I'm also a board member. I'm not representing the board in this letter, but I'm representing the citizen. Otherwise, I need to think about it, and I'd like to put it back on the next agenda.
If you put it on the next agenda, I don't think there's any urgency.
I'd like to see it go for the board
as a whole. Next agenda, maybe?
Okay. And actually, Leah had already indicated that they might have overcome the hurdle, but the request was submitted. They had asked me to.
Can you bring that back to us, counsel?
We'll bring it back.
Okay.
We'll bring it back next meeting.
Go ahead.
B6. They recertified four of the radar LIDAR units. I don't think they kind of mentioned that, but
they're working because my radar detector is going off when I'm wrapping through town.
And that's it.
That's one of the things the radar detector helps me with. We did have a water wastewater committee meeting since the last day, but we discussed most of the items that were on that. Was basically the well rehab, and I can't think of what else was. Is there anything else, Bill, that we needed to report on that?
I can't recall.
Okay. Chris, do you have anything?
Do we need to report on the communications committee we met tonight?
No, you fire away.
We went over our Google Analytics. Our website's being actively used more and more, longer and longer. Our community. We did notice a large increase in the local users, folks are using it versus the out of area for the last couple of years. And the other item was, it looked like Bob Lee, Kevin Graves, and the election process. A lot of people were searching on our website for that. So that was the latest news. Thank you.
And one additional piece is the electronic sign is moving forward. No date yet, but it's moving fast.
It is. Yeah.
Glaciers.
I think the first thing should be on it is a snail going across it. What? Do you have anything more, Bob?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I've got one last question.
Yes.
If I can. The pool issue. What size are we looking at? 8 lane?
Talk to the committee.
Yeah.
That's our action.
You'll talk to Mike.
We'll talk.
What kind of proposal you need to look at?
Okay.
Yeah. It may be a two-pronged proposal. It might be a proposal for either or. General manager report.
Staff met with the zone consultants last Thursday, and it was a very productive meeting, and we are feeding them additional information that they've asked for so that they can make an analysis on some strategies in dealing with our zones. And staff would like to suggest that there be a board member or two as an ad hoc committee to participate in future meetings so that there is some board involvement in how we move forward with discussing zone analysis issues.
I think the finance committee would probably fall into that.
All right. The finance committee would require
That's correct. So the reason he's doing the ad hoc committee meeting is so you can have meetings on a shorter basis, and when necessary, ad hoc committee meetings are for those items that are going to occur over a short duration and for a limited purpose.
Finance committee members volunteer to be the ad hoc committee.
Yeah.
You have two members on the finance committee. Yes. That's up to the president.
And
the president
would be willing to.
The president selects.
Okay, I would ask that those two become the ad hoc.
Director
Leet and Director Mayer become the ad hoc committee for that process.
There you go.
And that's for a limited term, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes. Beginning November 1st, Discovery Bay, along with several other wastewater entities located in the East County area, started a no wipes in the pipes campaign. So you'll start to see in the paper our logo amongst several others, where we are advertising no wipes in the pipes. That's to keep it from getting in our pumps and clogging stuff up. As you remember, we had one issue that was pretty severe at one time. So Also included, you may see us on bus panels, on a billboard on Highway 4, and the Deer Valley High.
It's okay.
Excuse me.
Need a wipe?
Deer Valley High is going to produce 2 30-second videos that should be coming out. So we'll be pretty pleased to see that we're a part of that. Sure.
Is the CSDA involved in that? That should be a statewide campaign, possibly. I don't understand why they haven't taken it on a high level.
I don't know why it hasn't been taken on by them, but I know locally we're also looking at grants to offset some of the costs to this stuff. So maybe local control maybe be a little better for us. I'm not sure. Any more questions on that? I want to remind the board that the next meeting of the board, which would have occurred the Wednesday before Thanksgiving Day, has been canceled. So our next board meeting will be the first Wednesday in December.
Unless okay. I believe that I will turn this over to council at this point.
Thank you very much. The Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors will adjourn into closed session per the items listed on the agenda as N1.
Point of order, please.
Absolutely.
From what I was hearing, you're going to have an ad hoc committee on the pool that require public notice.
That's correct.
So how will we know where and when that committee meeting is so that we can attend?
The committee meetings are ad hoc committee meetings are not open to the public. It's not a Brown Acted meeting.
So it's a way around the Brown Act.
No, it's actually specifically specified within the Brown Act that you can have ad hoc meetings for a short duration on a specific subject to move things along. They cannot make any decisions. They cannot take any action. They cannot do anything other than be a recommending body to the full board.
But they'll come back and say, we have talked about all this. It would be our opinion to you that you should do this.
That's correct.
Good. Public out.
Happy to show you the page.
Well, I'm sure you're right.